always there. Your traffic, you know, I'm living here.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org, the community's true voice.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
What's up? This is Toolman.
And this is Bear Witness.
And we are the Hallucination.
And you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, Best Of.
The Hallusa Nation.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Hey, I just want to give a quick couple of shout-outs here before I introduce what the show is going to be about today. We're about to enter our 10th year here on Native Roots Radio and on the mothership of AM 950 and all across our network here in the Twin Cities, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Big network in Wisconsin. Big peenie-geegee to Civic Media for running our show and all our relatives all through Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, and Iowa, and of course Minnesota and the Dakotas, and all over with Facebook Live. And you know, this show turns into a podcast right after the show is on. And I want to just give a special shout out to what I believe are Gen Z's, and there are quite a few people that download the show and listen to it later. And power to you. I really appreciate you doing that. And those numbers are pretty amazing. Hey, you know, today's show, we're going to have State Senator Mary Kunish on, and a little different. We usually have her on Friday, but we're going to have her on today. And then also we'll have a replay of Wendy Pilot's Sacred Animal segment. And we're always good to hear that and all the fun stuff and all the information that she's brought us over the years. It's just been amazing. I want to give a big shout out to all our customers that have been out to Dayton's for Native Roots Trading Post. Really big sales out there. Really appreciate that. Well, you know, we'll still be out there until Christmas Eve, selling our native wares and our native rice and our native, well, it's a Native store, so go there. And then we got puzzles there, Native puzzles. We have all these things out there that people really enjoy. And this is our fifth year out there. Also, a big shout out too for people supporting Wendy out at Southdale. The numbers are in and they look really good. Really appreciate you checking out her art, buying her art, her cards, her paintings. Well, I guess they're not paintings, they're prints, and there's different sizes and different price point. So again, I wanted to say a big peenie-geegee to everybody that is supporting Native Roots Trading Post and Pilot's Palette out on out on Southdale. And Southdale is the first, if you guys, we talk about it all the time, but that's the first mall in the United States. And they're really, and it's in Edina, And so they're really ramping that up again. So we're excited to be part of that and part of the economy here, and always buy local and artists. And there's a whole plethora of different people out there. So again, I just want to say a big peeny geeky, thank you so much for supporting us and supporting artists out there. You know, and one of the things I want to really, really say a big peeny geeky too is over the last few years, and especially during when all the businesses were shut down, and we remember that, Native Roots Radio Network Patreon, I want to just to give a quick shout out to all the people that have supported us over the years and still do. It really helps, and it really, you know, keeps us going. And I really want to say a big thank you, a big peeny geeky out there for all the Patreon members. It's an amazing thing, and it's huge. And I just want to really just say a big peeny geeky thank you so much. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Prairie Band, of Potawatomi Nation. You know, a few days ago, they landed all over the internet, they landed a $30 million contract to vet and design a mega detention center in the Trump administration's push to stop illegal immigration. And let me tell you, this is blown up all over the internet, and this is not something we support, and most nations don't support. Prairie Band is in Michigan, so Prairie Band, Potawatomi Nation, really got a serious pushback on this. And, you know, I don't know if you've noticed this, but they have now rescinded on that action, and also did some things to the people that voted for it in tribal government, were fired. And power to them, I guess, being proactive about that. But the other tribes across the country and people across the country were just appalled by them working, one, with the Trump administration, but also to work in a detention centers that really, it's a sad thing, but really are putting away our relatives and people that are supposedly illegal to this country. And this has just been a whole fear factor. We're dealing with it big time here in Minneapolis now that the ICE goons are here and trying to arrest and put fear in the communities, in the Somali communities, and the Mexican communities. It's just been appalling to watch. We knew it was coming, but it's here now in the Twin Cities. And you know, again, you know, Potawatomi did something. You know, being locked up in a POW camp is, you know, sent to a different place is happening here in the U.S. And it's, history is repeating itself. And these men and women should know better. You know, it's like the tribal police killing Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse. And, you know, I guess Custard had scouts, and that's all I really got to say about that. But they have reneged on it, and let me read a little bit about what happened a few days after this big pushback. And here's the quote from them: Prairie Band of Potawatomi Nation and Prairie Band LLC understands concerns raised about a recently awarded Department of Homeland Security planning contract that involves feasibility studies and a technical assessments. As a sovereign nation, this is what they're saying, as a sovereign nation, our values guide the decisions we make, and we acknowledge that this contract does not align with those principles. Well, here. They also go on to say, we take this matter seriously, and in response, Prairie Band LLC and Tribal Council have made the decision to terminate senior members of the LLC's leadership team. Moving forward, we are also taking a closer look at the internal review and approval process for federal contracts. They also went on to say, we recognize the weight of the news it carries for so many, as well as feelings of anger, confusion, and disappointment it caused. We hear those concerns. As a nation, we take seriously our responsibility to ensure all future engagements align clearly with our values and mission. And that's a hear. I'm glad they did something about this. And, you know, people that are outraged and when things like this come up, whether it's a protest against the No Kings or your own sovereign nation or your community, go out there and protest. It really does make a difference, and people are listening. And thank goodness Prairie Band of Potawatomi Nation did change their ways. And so things like that work. Hey, up next, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll have our friend State Senator Mary Kunish on here. You are again listening to Native Roots Radio. Oh,
150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years time, starting in 1492. To those who have kept their homelands and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today. To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way. To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people. To those who left their communities by force or by choice and through generations no longer know.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hitting cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Hey, we have our friend, State Representative Heather Keeler on, and I know you're moving and grooving. I really appreciate you coming in and checking in with us and all our listeners. Thank you so much for being on, Heather.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're in crazy weather over here, so I've been in and out trying to shovel and keep up with things. So I hope as our listeners are out and about, people are being safe, taking more time, being cautious of people around them too. I feel like, you know, it's one thing when you're the driver, but it's another thing defensive driving. So just make sure everybody is safe out there. It's wild.
Yeah, definitely. And here in the Twin Cities too, we were supposed to get a bit of a mix of rain and snow, but it's been all snow and it's adding up. And always stretch when you're my age, Heather. You got to stretch before you go out and shovel. Oh,
I stretch all the time. You know, Robert, I actually think that stretching is something that a lot of people overlook. Like, I was reading this article a while ago that actually brought it to my attention that sometimes people say that they just feel old, and the truth is, like, just they need to get into a stretching habit, whether it's like a couple minutes every day. It actually really helps. Drink water and stretch, man. It's like a good thing to do for your body.
Right on. Hey, so exciting news. You know, we're gonna have Shelly Buck on here too after you're done, and we're done with you, and we're really excited. Young Native women running for office here in Minnesota. You are on a different track right now, and we are so grateful that you have stepped up and are running for Congress. And how's that going, and how are you doing?
I mean, it's a lot. If people have looked at Congressional District 7, you know, it's basically the entire west side of the state. It's 38 counties. It's three times the size of Massachusetts, and so it's a lot of ground that I'm covering, but I have always believed in building deep-rooted relationships, and so I'm somewhere every day, and sometimes a couple communities within a day, and so it's been really wonderful I'll be honest, like, I didn't really know what to expect, you know, as being like a Native woman. It's sometimes implicit bias kicks in, and how people receive you is very different. You know, nothing's new in the fact that I have always had to work 4 to 7 times harder than I would say mediocre colleagues of mine, you know, to prove that I'm valuable. And so that's happening a bit. You know, I'm having to spend time with people to explain that I have a personal, professional, and political background to go be a quality congressperson and represent, you know, our district well. But also, I try to explain, you know, my work as being an Indian education liaison and the ability to build bridges and listening to community and their hardships and helping kind of regurgitate that into some solution focused ideas and then taking them to the decision makers. And so to me, it just feels like I'm on a level of greater value in that liaison role. And so it's been wonderful. I can tell you, I have met very wonderful people out here that come from different walks of life that I kind of would say are uncommon partners in this work with me. And it's been just really beautiful. I don't really have anything to say bad other than I'm tired. I'm just working really hard.
Well, I want you to, you know, and it's really awesome because when you first started out, I got a text about $7 a month. How can people support your candidacy and give any amount? You know, we really want that seat. We really, really want that seat. We want you in the seat. So how can people support you?
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple things. Obviously, money, you know, to run a campaign this big against somebody who's already endorsed by Trump is just going to take money and it's going to take resources. And so the $7 a month is just to help us solidify how we can pay our staff. I really believe in paying my staff an affordable wage. Like, we can't be out here fighting for affordability if we're not paying our own staff in a good way. And so I think many people would agree with me that it's important that we don't utilize people for free. And so it's a lot of that. But like I said, it's a big geographic footprint. So just the gas for me to get places, the hotels so that I can stay, you know, me and my team can stay places safely so we're not driving home in these dark, snowy roads is beneficial. But also just, you know, the cost of everything is more expensive. We have to mail things out. We have signs. We have buttons and different things that we have to purchase to make sure that we do this. So there's always a cost. But I think one of the things, and maybe Robert, at some point in time, we can come back and actually talk about the on-ramp to politics, because I think often what happens is people will say this to me. They'll be like, oh, I'm so glad you're running for Congress. You have my vote in November. And the truth is, like, that's the very last step to all of this. And if we're like really mad about the outcomes that we've had recently, you know, elections have consequences, but I don't think anybody ever teaches us where that front door is. And the front door is actually February 3rd. When precinct caucuses start. And what people can do to help is get involved before February 3rd, get behind a candidate, get behind a purpose. You know, like when you go to your precinct caucuses, this is where you put forth resolutions that matter to you. This is where, when we were doing a lot of the work as a water protector and, you know, protecting certain rights of individuals, that it starts at this precinct caucus process, which is starting very soon. And so that's what we need. We need individuals in CD7 and all around in every congressional district to really start to find that front door. Because the truth is like, I mean, nobody ever showed me any of the path to get here. And I'm sure many of our listeners, people haven't shown you the path on how to get here. And I believe that it's a little bit intentional. You know, they want to keep certain people in the lane of power. And I think it's my job that once I've learned, you know, the insides to this, to make sure that we go back and share that with community. And so just making sure people understand that precinct caucuses are very important. This is where we find our delegates. This is how down the road we make the decision on who our DFL endorsed candidates will be on the ballot in November. And so it's really important for people to get engaged early. And so my ask is, if any of you know people in CD7, again, look at a map, it's giant. Right now we're hosting meet and greets. We're hosting small, I'm calling them tie-in talks. We're making tie blankets while we talk about the issues in the community so that we're doing service projects. We have a lot of neighbors that are cold. And so if, as we get together and strategize about what kind of congressional leaders we want, we're also doing good and using our hands for purpose in those conversation spaces. And so just finding ways to get engaged, find ways to connect with me, and share the message that we're running. And as always, you know, my goal is to lead with love.
Absolutely. And again, is there a website or that I can direct people to that aren't able to maybe do that to throw you some greenbacks there to keep things rolling?
Yeah, so it's KeelerForCongress.com, all spelled out. And I tell people that the dollar limits are very different when you're running for Congress. You know, in the state level, it's much smaller donation limits, but at the congressional level, individuals can donate up to $3,500 before the primary and another $3,500 after towards the general. And so, you know, the top areas that I always have been a strong champion for is obviously protecting our earth and protecting Unchi-Makah and make sure that we're kind, you know, to the environment around us. But access to rural healthcare is really, really important to me. It's been my life's work, and not just physical healthcare, but access to mental healthcare and access to food and healthy food to nourish us, because we know what we put in our body is medicine, and making sure that we have access to the good food that we need. And so that's the work that I would do at the next level. So if those are areas that people deeply care about, invest in a campaign like mine.
Thank you so much. I know you're really busy, and I really appreciate you stopping in and checking in with us and our listeners. Thank you so much. Heather Keeler, you're going to be Keeler for Congress. That sounds like really good to me.
Yeah. Well, Peter.
Hey, up next, Shelley Buck. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio. Ho-wa.
90.3 KFAI Fresh Air Radio is a proud member of AMPRS, the Association of Minnesota Public Educational Radio Stations. AMPRS helps support 17 independent community radio stations like KFAI throughout Minnesota. AMPRS is not affiliated with, nor does it receive funding from, Minnesota Public Radio or Minnesota's public TV stations. Many of the AMPRS stations were receiving and have now lost federal funding. The $3.5 million loss accounted for as much as half of some of the station's operating revenue. Despite the cuts, community radio is defunded, not defeated. But we need your help. In addition to supporting KFAI, we ask that you consider donating to AMPRS' statewide effort to keep community radio on the dial. Donate generously online today at AMPRS.org.
Peggy Flanagan, and I want to be your next United States Senator, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. We are so pleased to have Shelley Buck on and talk about things, what's happening. Really amazing, Shelley, stepping up and running for a state representative. Thank you so much for coming on. And let's talk a little bit about your journey and how people can support you.
Definitely. Hi, Mataka AP. Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here to talk about my campaign. I decided I'm running for Minnesota House 47A in the Woodbury, South Maplewood area. The seat was vacated by Amanda Hemmingson Yeager when she won the Senate seat in a special election in November. So this district has seen its fair share of special elections this year.
Absolutely. Hey, talk about, and I know this because, you know, I was a former representative of my tribe, but talk a little bit about your background, which to me is amazing, and it's a perfect fit for what you're about to do for our state.
Yeah, definitely. I am an enrolled member of the Prairie Island Indian community there here in Minnesota. And, I served on tribal council for my tribe for 12 years, six of those being as president. So You know, I worked with the legislature, our partners at the legislature, both on the state and federal level, as well as our elected local officials. So I'm pretty familiar with how it works. We were able, when I was on tribal council, we were able to get a few of our own bills for Prairie Island through the legislature, a lot of education, a lot of meetings, some testimony, but, you know, we were able to get it done. I was also honored to serve as the vice chair of Minnesota Indian Affairs Council during a few of those years that I was president for the tribe. So I was able to help with some bills on that level as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting way to maneuver in the Capitol and how things get done. But you'll definitely be, you know, a running start once you get elected.
Definitely. I will be able to hit the ground running, which is what will be needed since this is finishing out the remainder of Amanda's term. And then I have to get right back on the campaign trail in this summer once session's done. So it's a very short, tight run right now, and then a little breather with the session, and then right back up with campaigning again.
Well, I have to ask you this because I don't want to forget, but how can people support you? Where's your website, your Facebook? And so people can check you out and support you and tell their relatives in a good way to vote for you.
Definitely. My website is buckforhouse.com, and the four is spelled out. So it's buckforhouse.com. You can go to my Facebook page, which is, I believe it's Shelley Buck for Minnesota House, MN House. And then I also have an Instagram. I try to keep up on those as much as I can. Facebook, it's a little easier for me to keep up on that than it is Instagram, but I am trying to keep up on both. On my website, you will see an endorsements page. I've been very, very fortunate to get quite a few endorsements. There's a volunteer. We just put up a volunteer page. I do have 3 phone banks coming up this week. One's tomorrow, I believe one's Sunday, and then the final one is Monday. And I have 2 door knocking. So those people who love the outdoors in the wintertime here in Minnesota are welcome to join Saturday 11 to 1 or Sunday 1 to 3. You can sign up and get the information about all those on my website in the volunteer section. And then also there's a donate page or donate button on my website that you can donate as well.
Perfect. And, you know, talk about a few of your endorsements. To me, it's amazing. They came up quick. And one of them, the Boundary Water Action Fund, Save the Boundary Waters, that really caught my eye. Really, let's save it.
Definitely. I've been very fortunate to get quite a few endorsements. Save the Boundary Waters was one of the first ones. Emily's List was the first one. Save the Boundaries was the second. And it was just great to be able to see all the different amazing work that these different groups are doing to help in a lot of different areas that I'm interested in. And obviously being Dakota, you know, the environment, our natural relatives are incredibly important to me. And it's something that I really want to help protect. Right now we have PFAS in our water all over the Twin Cities, all the way down even to Prairie Island. So, you know, it's really important that we make sure that there's no further contamination going on from anyone and that we hold the polluters fully accountable for the cleanup. It's really sad to see all the people who have been affected. My daughter happens to be one of them. She just had her water tested earlier this year, and it's like thousands upon thousands times higher than what it should be for PFAS. And, you know, it's concerning. It's very concerning.
Yeah, I see, too, our friend, the lieutenant governor, has endorsed you, and that's huge. Yes. And she's got her own trail, too, coming up. And so I'm really excited about all these Native women. As you probably heard, we had State Representative Heather Keeler on just before you. And just excited that you guys are stepping up in a good way. And it's so important for us, not only for you to be a woman, but also a tribal member and know the system to represent not only your area, but the state.
Definitely. It's exciting to see all these Native women stepping up and leading. And I loved how you said in the last segment that you enjoy seeing all these young Native women stepping up. I love that because as of last week, I am now officially an elder per my tribe. So I appreciate that shout out to being young.
Well, both you and your sister Dulia look young, but then again, that's coming from a 64-year-old man. So, and then I just got my glasses. No, I'm just kidding. No, you are young in spirit, and I've worked with you on other things and know you and know of you. And that's funny you caught that. That's great. Yeah. Well, you have to be young in spirit definitely to run and knock on these doors and really care for the community, which obviously you do.
Yeah, I do. And you know, it's something that's missing, I think. We need to have a B'day Wakantawan Dakota, someone who was born, whose people were born here in this state, from the waters here in Minnesota. It's really important to have our voices. We have a different worldview, as you well know, of how we see things. Plants, animals, land, water, they're our relatives. And we feel when you see things in that manner, you tend to treat them better. And I think, you know, trying to teach people how to see life in a different way is really important. Bringing back some civility and common sense is important. Mm-hmm. And just continue the amazing work that Amanda Hemmingson-Yeager has already been doing in this district. I'm excited to continue that work as well and just add a different perspective and view to this district and help the people here in the district. I've only lived here in the district for about 3 years now, but I really enjoy the district. I have always come to the district even before I moved here. I shop here, my doctors are here. So it's just really special to be able to represent them and really try to help any way I can at the Capitol for them.
What is, you know, we were talking about, you know, those forever chemicals. What else are you really hanging your hat on here and really promoting? Once you get elected too, you'll be working on What is in your forefront there?
I think, well, before the Trump administration came on, my list was much smaller. Now that the Trump administration is doing their thing, my list has grown. So it's hard to pinpoint just a few, but one that has been with me for a while is affordable, accessible health care. I've been very fortunate. My tribe provides health care for me, health insurance, and we have the clinic on the island if I need it. So I've been very fortunate, but having to deal with the healthcare industry with my mom, who I moved up here a couple of years ago, it's really frustrating. And I think healthcare is a fundamental human right. And I think there's a way that we can do it. I mean, other countries are able to do healthcare for all. Why can't the supposed greatest country in the world do it? There has to be a reason that we're not doing it. And I think most people know, but you know, I want to work on things like that, affordable housing, things, just affordability of everything in general has become such a hard thing. But affordable housing, people need a good roof over their head that they can feel safe and secure in. And I want to be able to help that. And what they consider affordable nowadays is just blows my mind. So looking at that formula and how they actually come to that dollar amount in the different areas, I'd like to know how to actually make it reality, what actually is happening.
I feel like we need a legislation for these people that have swooped in and really raised the, you know, you hear Alex Rodriguez, who now owns the Timberwolves, talk about his wealth and how many doorknobs he owns. And all these people, you know, we need some legislation to really fight back on all these predators that have raised. You know, it used to be that, you know, if you got a house, you had some security and some equity, and now it's hard to get in there.
It is. Just living here 3 years, I just received my third property tax evaluation. And in 3 years, my property taxes have gone up tremendously. This last one was just 15% increase. But it's crazy. I think about what I pay now in property taxes versus what I did when I first moved in. And I don't know how people do it. I mean, it's just, it's really crazy. And I can foresee my monthly payment going up because of that.
Shelly, do you have time? We got to take a break. Do you have time just to join us for a little bit more after the break?
Definitely.
Oh, excellent. Hey, we're here with Shelley Buck, and we're talking about her running for District 47A. We are really excited to have you on, and we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
What's up? This is Toolman.
And this is Bear Witness.
And we are the Hallucination.
And you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back. This is Native Roots Radio, and we are here with our friend Shelley Buck, who's running for Minnesota House in District 47A. It's a special primary election. I'm always excited because I'm a former high school teacher to see our elected officials and people that we really like that are supported by the union. And I think that's really huge because that's a big part of our middle class.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I was really honored to be endorsed by some of the unions, and I'm also talking to other unions. So hopefully there'll be more endorsements coming in the next week or so. I'm excited, very excited. The support has been incredibly overwhelming that I've received, and I'm just honored to be able to step up and do this work.
And so can you tell me a little bit, we need to vote by the December 16th. Can you tell me a little bit about that process and what's going on with that?
Definitely, because it's a special election and there is more than one DFL candidate running, we need to have a primary, which will be December 16th. We had our endorsing convention on December 3rd. Then we have the primary December 16th, and then whoever wins that will be the only ballot on the January 27th election, since there was no Republican candidate that filed.
How exciting is that? You know, you get excited. You know, our terms were every 4 years at Ho-Chunk. You get really excited about running and nervous and things like that. But this is kind of another level.
It definitely is, and it is for me even more, because at Prairie Island, ours were every 2 years, like the House here in the state, but we didn't really campaign like a lot of other tribes do. Our campaigning was just like, hey, you know me, you know my family, vote for me, you know, kind of thing. Whereas here, you actually have to campaign. Like, you have to go door knock. You have to have money to send out mailers, and you have to set up a website, and there's just so much that goes into this, and I'm thankful, so thankful for the people that I have helping me with this. There are some really amazing people here in the district that have really helped me out in navigating this process, because it's not easy. There's a lot that goes into this that can be pretty scary if you don't do it right. So I've been very grateful to have the support that I've had to help guide me through this.
That's great. And I don't know if you heard State Representative Keeler was talking about that too, maneuvering through this, that, you know, a lot of times this isn't a place where they want us to be. So they make it hard in a lot of ways, but it's great that you have that support.
It is. It's definitely great or helpful, but I can't even imagine what running for a Congress is like. That is something I will never know, because I don't ever want to do that. This is good. I'm good with this. Staying in the state and helping our state on this level is perfect for me.
Never say never.
Never.
Yeah. Well, that's good. We need strong leadership here. And I'm just like really flabbergasted and excited for you. And you know, I have an opportunity to have a lot of updates from a lot of our representatives here on Native Roots Radio. So I'll be looking forward to that too, with you and what's going on in your district and what's going on in the state. So what are some of the challenges that were in your district that have been coming up that maybe surprised you or even you knew about?
No, it's, I think most of them I knew about. I think one that might have surprised me a little bit is affordable housing. They're still shy, some affordable housing here in the district, like they are everywhere, it seems like. But I was really excited to see all the work that the town of Woodbury, at least, has they've been doing to really help get that under control. I'm really excited to work with the elected leaders, both in South Maplewood and Woodbury. That's our district's a funny district. We have South Maplewood and Woodbury. So I have like two different school districts, two different mayors, two different towns, two different everything. But I'm excited because, you know, it's a whole array of people that I'll be able to work with. Unfortunately, I knew that, you know, PFAS was a thing here. They're doing a whole water system, new water system here in Woodbury. There's construction going on all over. There was before the snow hit. There was construction going on to replace pipes and will continue next year. But I'm really excited to be able to represent the people and really help this area. It's a really growing area. It still feels, where I live, it still feels like you're a little bit out of the country, out towards the country, but you're right in the heart of everything and so close to everything with so much natural beauty. When I moved here, I was afraid I wouldn't see all the animals that I used to see where I used to live, but there's still so many animals. My Ring camera goes off all the time with different animals going through the yard.
I don't know if you ever listen to our show. Wendy and I talk about, we have ducks, I mean, we're right in St. Paul, right in between St. Kate's and St. Tom. It's right by the river, but we have everything but deer, I think. We have raccoons, possums. It's so fun, and we feed them, so I guess, you know, they're heavy, too. They have weight issues. So we got a few more minutes here. Again, I want people to know how they can support you, find out more. Let's talk about that again. I want to bring that up a bunch of times, especially for our listeners who are driving and aren't able to write this down.
Definitely. My website is buckforhouse.com. You can see my endorsement page, my issues page. There's a volunteer button where you can sign up to help volunteer, either do some phone banking for me or even come out and bear the weather with us this weekend, door knocking. You could go to my Facebook page to keep updated on my campaign. It's Shelley Buck for MN House, or you can go to my Instagram, which is buckforhouse. Keep up on what's going on. I try to post as soon as I get an endorsement, which I think there's going to be another endorsement announcement coming up tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that one.
Wow.
But any support that you guys can give, even just you can email me at info@buckforhouse.com and just say, hey, I'm keeping an eye on you.
Right on. Great. Well, I know you're busy, and I really appreciate you being on and holding over a little longer than you expected. So very gracious of you. I really appreciate you, Shelley. And we got to get you on maybe even the 15th, the day before the election, just to remind everyone.
We'll try. We'll see how it goes. My schedule's kind of crazy, but yeah, just shoot me an email to remind me, and we'll see.
Right on. Thank you again, Shelley. Good luck, and I'm really hoping that things are going to go well, and I have a great feeling.
Well, thank you, Padama Yaipi. I appreciate your support and having me on today.
Right on. We'll talk to you soon. Wow, that I just want to say how amazing that is, you know, to have Shelley on, and then prior to that, Heather. It's just really, really amazing here. And we're blessed here at Native Roots Radio to be able to amplify these great voices out there in the community. And I don't know. I wanted to mention a couple things. I know the prior show, Matt was talking about this, but craziness happening up there for our friend Winona LaDuc. And, you know, we put some tobacco out for her and what's going on up there with you know, people just driving by and shooting, and that's just not cool, you know. And the Star Tribune had an article about that today. And Winona LaDuc sounds the alarm after her family farm is riddled with bullets. So prayers out there, you know, Indigenous rights activist Winona Duke's family farm in northern Minnesota was sprayed by a hail of gunfire last month. They almost killed my grandchild, children, she told the Minnesota Star Tribune. They ducked as soon as they started firing. The shooting was reported around 6 p.m. on November 18th at LeDuc's farm in rural Becker County, along State Highway 34 near the town of Osage, about 10 miles west of Park Rapids. She grows industrial hemp, and I've been up there, and there has been farmers markets on the property where her relatives live, and around a dozen bullets broke into the windows, and casings were dug out of the kitchen cabinets and the walls, she said. Her three grandchildren took cover as the gunfire came first from a dirt road to the west, and shots continued across the highway to the south, she said. Weeks into the investigation, she said she's received no communications from law enforcement and has no answers or sense of safety. She said that there is a lack of urgency that's especially unsettling after the assassination of Melissa and Mark Hortman earlier this year. In response to requests for comment, Becker County Sheriff Todd Glander said in an email that the investigation continues and authorities are still seeking the public help. This appears to be an isolated incident, and we are looking into motives as part of an ongoing investigation. At this point, I will be not willing to discuss tips received, he mentioned, in adding the drive-by shootings are rare in the country. LeDuc said she reached out to the sheriff's office in Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. We've heard nothing, and I've asked repeatedly, she said. The BCA didn't immediately respond to the request for comments. If it had happened in a prominent non-Native person, I think we would have had more answers than we're getting now, said LeDuc, an enrolled member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe. I don't think it's a good omen for any of us if this kind of thing happens and then nobody says anything. These are really political charged times and toxic environments towards people who are outspoken, she said. LeDuc has been outspoken for decades in a globally recognizing indigenous advocacy against oil pipelines, twice ran for U.S. vice president. She said she's never experienced violence like this. Oh my gosh. Prayers to Winona LeDuc, and this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Bobby Wilson. Wee-cha.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Winter is here. Ramsey County winter warming spaces are open every night between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. now through March. These spaces are available to anyone in need of a place to warm up overnight. If you or someone you know need a place to warm up overnight, call 651-266-1035 between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. That's 651-266-1035. To find out more, visit ramseycounty.us/warming spaces.
Hey, Victor, you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our wolf and bear populations. Say no to the hunts.
No.
No.
Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many, many years, and you're a co-founder of Native Roots Radio, and we're heading towards our 10th season here on AM 950, and I was One of us should get an award.
Well, we should we should definitely go out and celebrate for sure, for sure.
I know maybe what I can go down with the laser engraver, you know, our other business, and make an award and bring it down.
That
to
would
the,
be good.
The studio,
yeah, bring an award, make your own award, and give yourself your own award. You know who that sounds like?
Who?
Somebody.
Oh my God!
I don't have to say his name.
No,
but that's something he would do because I think he made up one. Right,
somebody made up one, he got a Nobel Peace Prize, second place, or something.
Some
Jesus
BS thing, but anyway, yeah. Hey, everybody, my name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them, and I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga. I am a policy volunteer for Humane World for Animals, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure to do that. So it's snowing like crazy. Like every time I go and I look at the news, it's like, we're going to get 5 to 8 inches. And then if it stays, if it goes a little bit south, but if it doesn't, we might get not get that much. But, you know, so we'll figure it out. We'll see what we get. It's coming down pretty hard, though.
Yeah.
So all our animals, all our animals,
relatives,
our little relatives outside who we really tried. I worry about, you know, listen, I worry about the unsheltered people. Absolutely.
Yes.
Without a doubt. I mean, but I also worry about the, you know, animals, too, that are out there. But
well, you've put your money where your mouth is. We have a heated condo for
heated condos.
Our Goliath the cat, that's a neighborhood cat. And then I saw two little mice going in there, too.
Yeah.
So you're doing
fine.
Good.
Fine with me. I don't care who uses it.
Our
ducks
all those
come every
sparrows,
day.
Too. Well, I love the sparrows.
Yesterday,
and,
you noticed that there were 6 robins.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. 6 robins all around that big heated bowl drinking the water. One little, the sparrow, went in for a bath because it's like heated water. I was like worried that he was going to come out and like
freeze
and his wings weren't. But he told me about that and I was like, well, I think he probably knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
I don't know. But, you know, a lot of people say that.
You're crazy. No, you love animals. And it's funny too, when I go to the big box store and get the peanuts and stuff, they're going, oh, we love feeding our animals too, and they get it.
They do. Yeah, some people think we're crazy. I know one woman, I bought a whole bunch of stuff excuse me, and I was checking out, and she goes, wow, I wish I could. How long does this last? She said. So I said, I don't know, I'm thinking about a month. You know, maybe a month, all this, you know, peanuts, we get sunflower seeds, we get corn, and then we get like a mixed seed thing. And I said about a month. So she looked at how much it was at the, you know, after she rang it, she's like, oh, I wish I could afford this, but I can't afford that, you know.
God, we started with just salty peanuts from Cub.
You would just throw out like 6.
Yeah. Now we have 13 squirrels out here that are begging. And they're heavy. They eat a lot.
Right, I know.
They're in good health.
Well, you know, some people say you shouldn't feed the wildlife, you know. But here's a post that I found. It said, just a reminder, possums, raccoons, and skunks. So possums, raccoons, and skunks, they do not hibernate. So in the cold weather, they look for shelter places to stay warm, and it's completely normal to see them moving around in the winter. If they rest near your home, it's okay to leave them be. They're simply just trying to survive the season. If the weather is severe and you'd like to help, you can leave out small amounts of appropriate food, such as fruits, or regular dog or cat food. Oh, I should get some like dry dog
food. We do
cat
have
food.
Some.
No, I don't have it anymore. It was old. I threw it away.
Oh.
But anyway, I could get a bag of, you know, dry cat or dog food. Somebody would eat it. And then fresh water placed low to the ground can also make a big difference, since natural resources often freeze.
And can we go back to those robins for a second?
Yes,
that
please.
Was
Let's
amazing.
I
couldn't believe it. I always thought, and it must be a misnomer, most robins go south in the winter, but not all. But I always thought seeing a robin here in Minnesota is like the first sign of spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always say that. Oh, here's a robin. It's springtime.
Yeah.
But there were six of them around that
drinking.
They were all together.
Not sipping. They were drinking hardcore.
Yeah, they must have been. Maybe they were flying somewhere and they
were really
thirsty. They were really thirsty because they drank for a long time in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, so every day I go out there and I just dump it, give it a quick rinse and fill it back up again. I know, I can't. And I'm thinking to myself, I should get another one that's lower so, the little mavs could come and get you more. Yeah, I'm just crazy.
Yeah.
But it says here in this article, please remember, helping wildlife doesn't mean drawing them close to your home or encouraging them to rely on people. Simply giving them a safe space and occasional support during extreme cold is enough.
So, like the food we give them, we throw it away from the house. We don't like, I mean, the chipmunks, when we used to hand feed them, I'd like to, bring them in the house
well,
and hang
hopefully
out. But
Chippy, little Chippy is in the front, under our front stairs. We have there's a crack, which will never get fixed because we know the chipmunks live
Plus,
there.
Plus, we're old. We're not going to fix anything.
We're crazy. But anyway, it says, these animals play an important role in the ecosystem. Possums, in particular, are known for eating ticks and other pests that we'd rather not have around. So,
Definitely.
I haven't seen a possum this season yet.
No, but
one
it's only started.
Saw,
it's only really started too. Being winter like a couple weeks because it was like in the 50s not that long ago.
I know we had a really mild November.
Yeah,
but
we're about to get hit here with some snow. This is like that one year that. It was very slippery to walk.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wanda has that collapsing trachea. Yeah, she was diagnosed with a collapsing trachea. She's on medication, and she's managed well, and she's doing okay. She's doing all right. She gets, coughing fits, and they don't last very long. She's pretty okay. We're not sure whether this is going to progress and get worse, so we're just keeping a really good eye on her. But the problem is the cold air triggers the trachea to collapse, and then she gets spasms in the trachea, and it causes her to have a coughing fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a schedule of which temperature she can go out for amount of time. And right now, this weather, it's just she can go out for 2 minutes, potty break, come in. And when she comes in, she is coughing.
Yeah. Late at night, too.
Yeah. I'm going to take her to New York.
Oh,
and
I'll miss you.
Well, you're coming, too.
Okay, good.
But then you're leaving. And then Wanda and I are going to stay out there just for a little while because it's warmer there.
Go on the boardwalk.
Generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking. It's 10 to 15 degrees warmer there.
Well, it's warmer by the ocean and in the city. In the city, it gets a little cold.
It's usually in the 30s. And so she'll do much better there. And I mean, we haven't taken her out for a walk in weeks because it's been so cold. I mean, today.
I haven't gone out for a walk in weeks
today
either.
Today, I had a doctor's appointment and, quick checkup, whatever. Anyway, Robert drove me. I was like, let's take Wanda in the car because, she's doesn't have anything to do. But I bought her. Did I tell everybody that I bought her that busy mat?
No.
So it's like this felt mat, and it has all these little compartments in it. And you put little treats in all these different compartments, and she sniffs out the treats. And it's supposed to be good enrichment for her,
Peenigie again for listening to Native Roots Radio.
This sniffing and finding the food, and I've been doing it every day, and she gets so excited, she knows.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial, community-powered radio.
Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic.
Gin and tonic, please.
Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic.
Gin and tonic.